Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Juno Award-winning singer, songwriter, and actress Mishi Donovan searched for family all her life. Born in 1964, she self-described herself as a Chippewa Cree with ties to the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota. Mishi was placed in foster care and never reunited with her biological parents. A likely victim of the 60s scoop, when social workers routinely removed children from their homes, believing they would be better off raised in non-Indigenous families, she struggled with her identity, finding it difficult to adjust to life on her own without knowledge of her past, culture, and traditions. And now in Cree,
Mishi Donovan, Juno Award Nalnala, the Hedjengolion, the Shandarit Iskolion, the actress Ali, could Nechilos Yotla, the family Kanatala, 1964 Anok Aniyala, could Chippewa Cree Helium, the Turtle Mountain Reservation, North Dakota, Ayurzi, could Mishi Danagaltini a e at ambeticusi di golienla 60 scoops lini a year kudaltini si a year ku a yet a sakunatalsi dana social workers saku petiku randin leu a year sit dana kunin le a year asalt idani yea deni than a koliani a ye a Baba alt ilola bets in identity ahit out at in the golien la a ye bets in ant ubach ala need ik olien lu traditions the golien lu dog woods at in golien la a e ababa honel yen la neyala.
In her 20s, she decided to deal with the demons that were preventing her from living a healthy, peaceful life. With the help of elders and others, Donovan began her healing journey. When it was difficult to speak of the trauma and racism she had faced, she turned her thoughts and feelings to writing songs. With her music, she spoke out against spousal abuse and family violence. The songs she wrote helped her to cry and feel once again. Music opened the door for Mishi's healing.
Mishi Donovan Nona Nabaraya Jao Elzitzan La Jelala Elzitzakarether La Jela Sik In Ya Ad Altili Ku alna the helta yaltit u bets a dia jala a yurts in elzilana jau. Kolu alnu baba duela ya yaltit and une yai and udal aune yaga yaltit adeni uhala in their city dain aga. E ayaret isa jau ya ahad jena jala and ani thanu and uhu yaga aret isa e ye akunt u. Shandathal Tsinsa Aidze Anna A Music Yabahadaharin Tala Jasa.
Donovan's recording career began in the spring of 1993 when Manitoba based Sunshine Records CEO Ness Michael solicited new artists in an international talent search contest. Upon receiving Donovan's rough home recording, Michael recognized the uniqueness of her vocals and immediately offered her a recording contract. She ventured to Winnipeg and completed her first album entitled Spirit in Flight, gaining her international recognition and multiple invitations to festivals and conferences.
Mishi Donovan at the recording health scene 1993 Manitoba Sunshine Records kui dana CEO Ness Michael Hulye dana katana thane adatana dajan gadulyan si ku A ye recording health scene is see Mishi Bakwan a ye honey in tonic a quay urin tsong bababa dorel yala e a recording contract bond onsen. It's a Winnipeg ni yo at the record health scene Spirit and Flight to ye a yat halun nank a bago jan jazan festivals who conferences and bakadea tihaja.
In 1995, she entered the acting world, preparing for screen tests after being approached by directors and agents for film projects. She played a support role in the syndicated TV series Lonesome Dove in Calgary, acted in Edmonton ITV programs, and in live theater projects. When Sunshine Records released her second full-length album, The Spirit Within, several singles received heavy radio rotation. She accepted a Juno Award for it in 1998 when it was named Best Music of Aboriginal Canada Recording.
Misha Donovan, director zu agents ya kanthila acting anne ha TV as another ha. Ku 1995 a year ku acting in yala. Ku a year TV series has seen Lonesome Dove Calgary Yeltsin Edmonton Thila Kut e TV Ahile e Bathana Live Theatre Eat it Heltsin Kut Sunshine Records Eat a Shandanga The Spirit Within Hulye Shanhinga Eat Song Yaza Radio Kadit a Halunz and Radio Kadit a Halyala Eat a AET Best Music Ahadzadila Aboriginal Canada Recording Ayina Juno Award Bantala 1998 The Anzin Shenbadora Lyahlatsin Ahadzadi Shenlanginga Ahadzadi.
Donovan's music described much of her life experience, including child abuse, violent relationships, and tragedy. Her songs were about empowerment, using her music as a form of activism and encouragement for Indigenous people to heal, change abusive behavior, and to make the world a better place. She was 48 years old when she died in 2013.
Misha Donovan, the music ant unuk anochanisi eyigala, dantu dal asakuhalium, it ahaladain their seat, it dantu the dain a eyigahu, kubet bets in shend a herai, eyi, and not denaya a nene deu. Ya adanai dao, ya abak aliha, ni then akuntu had genla. A ye held e, dear nick e, ansi et orth aha a ye music. A yords in 48 by Rayu, 2013 a therenderla.